For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Western Kentucky University is celebrating Fulbright Week in an effort to bring attention to one of the longest-serving education exchange programs in U.S. history. The Fulbright program became law in 1946, just after World War II, as a way to promote peace and understanding between the U.S. and other countries. WKU English professor Dr. Deborah Logan is a two-time Fulbright recipient who spent time in India in 2012 and 2018. Dr. Logan, who's eligible for a Fulbright grant?
Well, Fulbrights are available to students and faculty and administrators. So there's a variety of opportunities.
So how does a Fulbright experience, you've had two, how does it impact you both home and abroad?
Well, I think the most important component is that it puts you in another culture, in another society, long enough that you can experience other people and their customs and their foods and the weather. It really, in a space of 3, 4, 5 months, some people go for longer, is a good piece of time for the individual to experience another culture. Having these personal connections, one-on-one connections with people in India over the months that I was there, I think helps them to see beyond the stereotypes, helps me to see beyond the stereotypes and look at real people doing real things with real concerns about the direction that the world is going in. It's deeply refreshing and encouraging to realize that in many ways people are the same everywhere you go. Everybody just wants to have a good life and a peaceful world and find a way to get along with each other.
How did your Fulbright experience further peace and understanding between the two cultures?
In both times, I was based in Calcutta, and that is a city that is enormously rich in culture, especially literary culture. It was initially the capital of the British India. Many, many libraries and colleges and universities. It's a very intellectual environment. Really has a lot to offer a scholar who is looking for primary and secondary sources.
So you talk about the opportunity to travel as a gift, allowing for immersion in cultural experiences. Can you elaborate on that?
As a Fulbright scholar, you are given many opportunities to travel all over the country as a kind of an ambassador, not only for the U.S., but for the Fulbright program. So I got to travel all over India, which is an enormous country with many, many variations, cultural and geographical variations, giving talks about my work and forging links between myself and other scholars and Western Kentucky University and other colleges and universities. So it really is a tremendous gift to meet all these students and faculty.
Did the expectations of your Fulbright experience match the reality of your time as a Fulbright scholar?
I think you need to remain as intellectually flexible as possible and try to just be able to see where the opportunities are, and they may not always be what you expect them to be.
Dr. Deborah Logan of WKU's English Department will share more of her experiences in India as a two-time Fulbright scholar Thursday, April 4th at 4 p.m. in the Faculty House on the WKU campus as part of Fulbright Week celebrations. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb.